Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Every Monday, I'm joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Mike, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing good, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager. That's a fancy title, Mike. And we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook on how to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently here in the most influential space on earth. Mike, a few days ago, you were telling me about a whole bunch of changes coming from Facebook. And today we wanted to talk specifically about some changes to attribution on Facebook. Where should we dig in on this?
Yeah, so as we all know, as Facebook has been preparing for this iOS 14 shift, they've come out with a plethora of announcements of this little tweak is happening here, this little change is happening there. And one of the ones that we talked about a few weeks ago in our podcast is how attribution windows are going to be changing and things. And there wasn't a ton at the time, a ton of detail out there about how it was going to affect things and what Facebook was doing to combat it. But they've come back with some additional resources. And so just wanted to maybe share a little bit today with people that have woken up this week to their ads not being able to be set up on the old standard attribution windows and figuring out how to make sure that your ads are still performing like they used to and continue to be able to track what that looks like. So that's what we're going to dive into today.
Excellent. So their ads are still performing as well as they were, but the numbers have all changed, right? Even the number of days that they're looking at in old reports versus new reports have changed. So obviously it looks like some sort of shocking drop in performance, but it's really that that the rules have changed even if you're still performing pretty well. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So prior to about a week and a half ago, Facebook's standard attribution window included anything, what they call a 28-day view and 1-day click attribution window. And essentially what that means is if I'm scrolling Facebook and I stop on your ad and Facebook registers that I've stopped on your ad long enough to where I've most likely read it, interacted with it. If you've ran a carousel ad, if I've like clicked through the various little slides, or if you've done a collections ad that I've, you know, looked at the various pictures and different things like that, but maybe I didn't take the call to action and click to your website or make a phone call or whatever that may be. You know, Facebook classifies that as a view through attribution, right? And used to, they would say, if anybody viewed your ad or interacted with it like that, and then they convert within 28 days, Facebook still counts it as, you know, a conversion that's attributed to their ads, right? Google does this, Facebook does this, pretty much any like OTT ad source that you're looking at, they all do this kind of delayed attribution model because they know not everybody's in a place at every moment of the day to mm-hmm. click and fill out a form or whatever it is, right? So they all have always had this window. Now, most people are used to the 1-day click, right? Like if I click on something, I've got to convert in the same day that I made the original click to be counted in that click attribution. But that view attribution is something that Facebook has always put at that 28-day mark. Google usually uses 7. A lot of other sources use a combination of 28-day and 7-day. And Facebook's always had the ability to adjust that based on what the time frame looks like or what you want to see. But the majority of people that run Facebook ads just always default to the standard attribution window, which has traditionally been 28-day view through and 1-day click. So the big change that happened is that 28-1 is now 7-1. So basically that interaction kind of attribution reporting that you're used to seeing, you're losing basically 3 weeks of data there. So your numbers ideally would plummet, not ideally, but you know, that's what's going to happen.
Because you're 25%, losing 3 weeks of data, right? Yeah. You're going to have about 25% right off the bat. And, And I'm assuming the real trouble here for a lot of marketers is if they're not paying attention to that and they're not adjusting this and they're not changing what the default says, they're going to be issuing a report to their CEO or their board or something that looks like we just dropped off the face of the earth.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think your point there is exactly right. And maybe the marketers got their hands around that, but maybe they haven't explained that to the CEO yet. And the CEO might flip a table over. Right. So that's really, really kind of one of the things that we've been working with Facebook and they've given us some really good ideas and information that we just wanted to share with some people today about ways to keep that the same, because really the clients I think that will be and the people that will be most effective are the people that don't expect same day conversions, right? So think of a restaurant. If I put a coupon out, the chances of people coming in and redeeming that coupon the day that they get it, you know, there's probably some people that do that, but a lot of people, you know, those have an expiration date that's 15 days out, 30 days out, a week out.
Yeah.
Not everybody's converting in a single day. Not everybody's converting in 7 days. So there's a big risk there if you're doing those kinds of things in Facebook that you're going to look like you've lost a lot of conversions. There's so many other things. We talk about franchise development, right? Like the chances of a brand new person seeing your franchise for the very first time without having done any research and giving you their name, phone number, email address, and converting the very first time they see you're at it's a very slim thing today.
Not happening, right?
Yeah. So there's all kinds of things like that. There's all kinds of industries like you know, in automotive, like just because I got an oil change special doesn't mean I'm going to come get my oil changed in the next 7 days. Like there's all kinds of people that are going to be affected by this that are used to seeing numbers that reflect a much longer time period. And so a couple ways to combat that, or at least to make sure your ads are still performing like you expect them to, is you can actually go back into your old ads and adjust the attribution window. If you're used to using Facebook Ads Manager, in the column drop down on the right hand side, where you see performance, you can actually adjust that to custom. And a lot of people miss it because Facebook does a good job of hiding it. But in the bottom right-hand corner of that custom column, you can actually adjust your attribution windows and see the various numbers from 28-day, 7-day to 1-day for views, clicks, and both of those different variables there. So the first thing I would do is I would go back and I would look at your previous ads. I would go in and set the custom conversion windows on your old ads to the 7-day, 1-day click and see how your numbers stack up against the current ads that you're running. That's going to give you a pretty good indication of what that data looks like. So that would be kind of the first thing, just to make sure your ads are still doing what you would expect them to do. The second thing is there are still a lot of people that really care about that 28-day data. Unfortunately, Facebook is not going to continue to support that because of all the iOS changes and the fact that they can't from iPhones. And so instead of just saying, oh, well, we're going to report it this way with Android, this way with iPhone, they've just made it universal, right? Mm-hmm. But what they suggested, and I thought it was a really good idea, is if you go back through the last, you know, 6, 8, 12 months of campaigns that you've run on Facebook, and you put your 28-day numbers in a spreadsheet, and then you put your 7-day numbers in a spreadsheet, and then you come up with whatever that average looks like between your 7 and 28-day, you can start building a mini algorithm or a mini formula to where you can have a spreadsheet and plug your 7-day numbers in, and it will give you some good estimates, at least, of what your 28-day, you know, conversion data looks like, if that's still really important to you, because that's going to be one of the big things that especially those industries that have longer conversion cycles, they're still going to need that data. And so they've got to have a way to get to it. So that's one of the things Facebook suggested. It's not by any means a perfect system, but it'll at least get you in the ballpark of where you can put some good data together that's going to be, you know, at least somewhat reliable, more than just not having anything anymore. So those were the couple of things that we've been working through and coming up with and working with Facebook on for helping our clients, and thought it would be helpful for, you know, the general public to think through you know, what that's going to do to their particular product, and how, you know, their version of a conversion window that they're normally looking at is going to be affected based on some of these changes.
Excellent news, Mike. And I think that's a great idea, especially for people who may get the call from the CEO saying, what's up with these numbers that you gave me last month versus today? So yeah, comparing those numbers sooner rather than later is probably a really good idea. Mike, thanks for sharing that today. And if anybody has more questions about this situation with Facebook or anything else in social media for your franchise system, please check out socialjoey.com. Before we go, a quick word about Franchise Expo Nashville. The Big Franchise Show is coming to Nashville May 6th and 7th at Music City Center. Mike and I will be there along with our Social Joey crew, chatting with franchisors and industry pros, thousands of entrepreneurs and future business owners from across the United States will attend Franchise Expo Nashville looking for franchise opportunities. Nashville has ranked within the top 10 large metros for job growth and population growth for the past 6 years, and it's the nation's fourth best city for starting a business. There's still room for franchisors to exhibit and meet the most qualified prospects from Nashville and the surrounding areas. More than half of the nation's population resides within 650 miles of Nashville. Check it out now at franchiseexponashville.com. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.